This is the 2004 Key Stage 3 Mental Mathematics Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished, your teacher will stop the recording and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I will start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there is an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I will read out each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You will then have time to work out your answer. If you cannot work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you cannot answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the recording and answer any questions you might have. Here is the practice question to show you what to do. I will read the question twice, and you will have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. How many fives are there in 20? How many fives are there in 20? Now we are ready to start the test. For the first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. Your answer sheet shows the price of a book. How much is the book to the nearest pound? Your answer sheet shows the price of a book. How much is the book to the nearest pound? Question 2. Multiply 4 by 4. Multiply 4 by 4. Question 3. Subtract 48 from 70. Subtract 48 from 70. Question 4. What is 50% of 10? What is 50% of 10? Question 5. Look at the equation. Find the value of k. Look at the equation. Find the value of k. Question 6. What is half of 2/3? What is half of 2/3? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 7. In a local swimming pool, 32 lengths is half a mile. How many lengths is 1 mile? In a local swimming pool, 32 lengths is half a mile. How many lengths is 1 mile? Question 8. I bought 3 tickets for a concert. The total cost was £45. How much was 1 ticket? I bought 3 tickets for a concert. The total cost was £45. How much was 1 ticket? Question 9. Your answer sheet shows part of a train timetable. How long does the journey take from Twyford to Maidenhead? Your answer sheet shows part of a train timetable. How long does the journey take from Twyford to Maidenhead? Question 10. What is 1/4 of 60? What is 1/4 of 60? Question 11. What is the perimeter of this square? What is the perimeter of this square? Question 12. Look at the numbers. Put a ring round the median. Look at the numbers. Put a ring round the median. Question 13. Look at the scale. About what value is the arrow pointing to? Look at the scale. About what value is the arrow pointing to? Question 14. My birthday is 22 days after my friend's birthday. This year, my friend's birthday is on a Monday. On what day will my birthday be this year? My birthday is 22 days after my friend's birthday. This year, my friend's birthday is on a Monday. On what day will my birthday be this year? Question 15. The longest flight of stairs in the world is in Switzerland. Your answer sheet shows how many stairs there are. Write this number to the nearest thousand. The longest flight of stairs in the world is in Switzerland. Your answer sheet shows how many stairs there are. Write this number to the nearest thousand. Question 16. Look at the numbers. What is the largest number that will divide exactly into both of these numbers? Look at the numbers. What is the largest number that will divide exactly into both of these numbers? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 17. On the grid is a point marked A. Write the coordinates of this point. On the grid is a point marked A. Write the coordinates of this point. Question 18. What is the next number in the sequence of square numbers? 1, 4, 9, 16. What is the next number in the sequence of square numbers? 1, 4, 9, 16. Question 19. The chart shows the number of males and females who are members of a sports club. There are 30 males in the club. About how many females are there? The chart shows the number of males and females who are members of a sports club. There are 30 males in the club. About how many females are there? Question 20. There are 14 girls and 13 boys in a class. What is the probability that a pupil chosen at random will be a girl? There are 14 girls and 13 boys in a class. What is the probability that a pupil chosen at random will be a girl? Question 21. Estimate the size of the angle in degrees. Estimate the size of the angle in degrees. Question 22. Look at the equation. When A is 10, what is the value of B? Look at the equation. When A is 10, what is the value of B? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 23. Look at the cube. I am going to hang it from the corner marked with an arrow. When it is hanging, which corner will be lowest? Mark the correct corner with a cross. Look at the cube. I am going to hang it from the corner marked with an arrow. When it is hanging, which corner will be lowest? Mark the correct corner with a cross. Question 24. The diagram shows three circles. Shade the part of the diagram where all three circles overlap. The diagram shows three circles. Shade the part of the diagram where all three circles overlap. Question 25. Look at the price list. I buy one sandwich, one yogurt, and two apples. How much money is that altogether? Look at the price list. I buy one sandwich, one yogurt, and two apples. How much money is that altogether? Question 26. In a survey, pupils were asked if they liked playing sport. 20 pupils said yes. How many pupils said no? In a survey, pupils were asked if they liked playing sport. 20 pupils said yes. How many pupils said no? Question 27. Write three even numbers that add to 20. Write three even numbers that add to 20. Question 28. Work out the size of angle A. Work out the size of angle A. Question 29. What is the remainder when you divide 300 by 29? What is the remainder?